Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
News, lies, society, truth, coverage, information, talking.
Each week, Gatrick Power plunges into the throttling sewer wasteland of modern politics to uncover the hidden kernels of truth no one wants you to see.
So you do admit to escaping the country with all of its mineral reserves in your briefcase?
Yes, I did.
This is the ugly truth on the underbelly of Aotearoa. This is the voice of the unheard. This is Politics Now!
In recent times, the government's newfangled military-style boot camps for unlawful youths who can't be put through the justice system has attracted much criticism, both internally and externally, of government. The New Zealand Defence Force, who have been tasked with running the new military boot camp academies, are concerned with staff morale and safety, citing several negative outcomes from the similar Limited Service Volunteer Programme, or as it's more commonly known, LSV. The initiative, which is ran by the military in conjunction with the Ministry for Social Development, promises to give at-risk 18 to 24-year-olds a fresh start. However, it has been revealed through Official Information Act requests that efforts to double LSV's capacity has resulted in assaults on NZDF staff, as many entrants to the program have had complex mental or physical needs which were not being met. Green Party MP Tamitha Paul has also criticised the boot camps as being a blunt force instrument which doesn't address why youth commit crime nor addresses the roots of crime, such as poverty, with Paul ultimately warning that these military academies will only enshrine cycles of violence, incarceration and destitution in Aotearoa. Criticism withstanding, many people are applauding the government for running some of these camps in conjunction with Temu. Temu, the China-based online shopping platform which rivals the likes of Amazon and is ranked as a subsquillion-dollar company, has expressed interest in using boot camp labor to make their shitty cheap products. While the work initiative is still in early trial phases, a spokesperson for the Justice Minister said the trials were showing a great deal of promise.
We are so proud to secure this public-private partnership. It's great getting these kids who've had it rough and then corralling them into a tight, dark and hot space where they have to work for hours and hours on end making meaningless plastic trinkets, which will get discarded in a month's time. It's a really beautiful thing to see, and it's an enormous boon for the New Zealand economy too.
The Work initiative, which was named after Rihanna's 2016 hit Work to appeal to prospective young lawbreakers, is expected to rake in $500 million over the next 3 years if it reaches mass production levels. You may say that's almost too good to be true, and you could be right. But this man with a degree says it's true.
Between reduced shipping costs, the plastic materials being internally sourced from our reviving petroleum industry, non-existent labor costs, and the high market demand for stupid crap like phone chargers that have gamer lighting, the Work initiative could really put New Zealand on the map, literally and figuratively.
Other critics of the program say that forcing youth perpetrators into boot camps to work for free to make knickknacks that won't disappear for tens of thousands of years is low-key bad. But unfortunately, they're all facing trial, so we couldn't reach them for comment. Next week on Politics Now! Why do they call it oven when you of in the cold food, of out hot eat the food? Tune in next Monday to find out!
in our sieves. That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.